The four-dam pool is made up of four hydroelectric facilities: the Terror Lake project, which serves Kodiak; Solomon Gulch project, which serves Valdez and Glen Allen; Tyee Lake project, which serves Wrangell and Petersburg; and the Swan Lake project, which serves Ketchikan. These projects were built in the early 1980s by the state entity known then as the Alaska Power Authority. The projects were purchased from the state in 2002 by the utilities in each community, and the Four Dam Pool Power Agency was created as a result.
But before we actually close the deal and purchase the projects, the five utilities all agreed and signed an MOU to this effect that they would sit down someday in the not-too-distant future to research how the four-dam pool could essentially be broken up, restructured, so that those utilities that wanted to own those projects could buy the projects. So that's kind of been the background intent of the group almost since day one. They wanted to have control over their own projects.
That's Dave Carlson, CEO of the four-dam pool. He was part of a panel that explained what the four-dam pool restructuring means at a public meeting held in the Nolan Center April 29th. Joining him were Joel Paisner and Kirk Gibson of Ader Wynn Attorneys at Law, John Heberlein of D. Hiddle & Associates, and Ed Williams, outgoing operations manager of the four-dam pool. The basic terms of the restructuring go like this. Kodiak Electric Association would pay $38 million for its Terror Lake project. The Four Dam Pool Power Agency would pay the Copper Valley Electric Association $15 million to take over its Solomon Gulch project, and the southeast communities of Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg would remain in the power agency operating the Swan Lake project, the Tyee Lake project, as well as the future Swan-Tyee Intertie. The agency will continue as a two-dam pool. With Kodiak Electric and Copper Valley Electric out of the agency, the board of directors would also have to be restructured. Attorney for the Four Dam Pool, Joel Paisner, explains how the new board will be made up.
Tyee Lake will be represented by one member from Wrangell and one member from Petersburg. Swan Lake will have two members, so we'll have four members. If you have four members, it can lead to deadlock. So the idea was we really ought to have a fifth director. The decision was that that fifth director would rotate annually. Who chose it between the two projects?
The current rate of power generated by the four-dam pool is 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour. According to John Heberlein, this will only change for the better with the two-dam pool.
The way that this would work out over the first 10 years of operation is that you'd pay 6.8 cents a kilowatt hour for the power purchased out of the two-dam pool for 4 years, 2009 through 2012. And then the power cost rate could drop down to as low as 4.8 cents a kilowatt hour. And it would remain at that level as we move on out into the future.
For Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer, this aspect is key. When asked what the four-dam pool restructuring means for Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, Dwyer replies,
cheaper power, for sure. Eventually, you know, in like 5 years, it'd be cheaper power. I think it's a great thing for all three cities. I think it's going to happen, and I'm glad it's going to happen.
Four-dam pool CEO Carlson says the opposite may occur if the restructuring doesn't take place. Rates may go up. He says there are fundamental problems with the current four-dam pool and gives an example.
We'll probably never get agreement like to add a third turbine at Tyee, because the two northern cooperatives will probably never vote to support that expenditure of funds because the payback isn't very good. So I think we lose those opportunities. With a smaller two-dam pool, I think you'll find all board members in favor of adding the increased generation there. So that's just an example of why the current four-dam pool doesn't work too well.
But Wrangell Councilmember Ernie Christian has a concern even with the smaller two-dam pool. With the advent of the Swan-Tyee Intertie, Ketchikan Public Utilities will have the ability to purchase additional output from Tyee if it is available. Christian doesn't want this to create a problem, and he's not the only one in Wrangell with this worry.
You have to make sure we protect ourselves and that we never, like doing this agreement or doing the divestiture, that we ever, as Wrangell or Petersburg, ever have to run diesel at the expense of selling extra power to Ketchikan.
Christian wants Wrangell and Petersburg to explore the possibility of Tyee Lake being a standalone project.
as Tai'i is utilized, maximized, which we are increasing our consumption of Tai'i right now, both Wrangell and Petersburg are, Wrangell more so than Petersburg, it becomes more profitable as we use more electricity from it. So at some point, it could be a standalone facility. Now, I'm not sure what that is. But I think it's something that we should look at before we potentially go forward with a divestiture.
At this point, all member utilities of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency have approved the non-binding term sheet of the restructuring. This was done at the end of December 2007. According to Paisner during the Four Dam Pool board meeting, which took place prior to the public meeting, there have been several rounds of negotiations on the asset transfer agreement. This document serves as a definitive and final agreement of the restructuring. The current board has seen a draft of the asset transfer agreement, but making it finalized and passing it is the next step. CEO Dave Carlson.
There's still a couple minor legal outstanding issues, but the board needs to approve it first, and then it goes to the governing bodies for approval. And I suspect if everyone agrees to move forward, it'll probably happen in the next couple months.
One of these legal issues is a tax ruling for the Copper Valley Electric Association. According to Paisner at the board meeting, the issue remains open until the IRS makes a decision. The Four Dam Pool board moved into executive session to discuss the matter in detail. The asset transfer agreement will encompass a revised power sales agreement for the restructured Two Dam Pool agency, as well as the bylaws and the joint action agency agreement. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.